Baby Joe, take three. And a happy new year.
8, 9, 10, 11. Baby Joe, what's wrong with you? Baby Joe, whatever will we do? Like the other day, you shut that man down. He was just walking down the street. He wasn't doing you no harm.
And then you walked up to that old lady, and you
cut off her arm.
You're only 7 years old. What will you grow up to be?
We don't know, but as near as we can tell, you'll be some sort of homicidal, suicidal, schizophrenic-type axe murderer. Near as we can tell.
While you sit juvenile detention, learning all the other bad boys' tricks.
We don't know how, we don't know who, when, where, we don't know which. Baby Joe. Baby Joe, baby Joe, baby, baby Joe, baby Joe, oh, 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 oh.
You're my little brother, maybe I've had a bad influence on you.
Like the time I locked you in that closet and made you sniff all that glue. Industrial strength, but I fear, baby Joe, that it may have
damaged your brain.
Cause when you jumped out that window and fell those three stories, you were feeling no pain.
And then you went out on those railroad tracks and decided you were gonna
wrestle that train.
There were three locomotives and four cabooses and 86 boxcars. Don't tell me that didn't hurt your face, baby Joe. I know that hurt your face.
Baby Joe, what will you
do with your life?
Will you grow up, get married, have some kids, and then maybe later on
beat up your wife?
Go to work at a large automotive production factory, maybe Ford or GM.
Or even Chrysler. Go out and have a beer after work with your buddies, then maybe a knife fight or two with the boys from Quality Control.
When the officers come and say, what have you been up to lately, baby Joe? You'll say,
I don't know. I can't remember. I have brain damage, officer.
Baby Joe, you're such a mess.
Maybe I should hack your legs off and you won't bother me no more, my poor baby brother,
my poor baby Joe.